USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill can now move forward after Democrats strike a deal with a key member of their own party. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin convinced late Friday to support a jobless aid proposal that calls for $300 a week through September 6th. Manchin initially supported a Republican measure that would have ended benefits earlier. Republicans still unanimously oppose the bill, though, worried about the cost, almost $2 trillion.
The market is scared to death of how much debt this country has right now, and you can see the interest rates are going up. As interest rates go up, what happens? Mortgage prices go up, the cost of mortgages go up, the cost of buying a car goes up. If you look at a family on fixed income, inflation goes up. Their income doesn't go up. If you look at poor families, historically their wages never stay up with inflation.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott. Disneyland may reopen soon. California officials announcing yesterday that theme parks and outdoor sports stadiums can reopen if health conditions allow April 1st, but at limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound.
You.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Millions of Americans are now vaccinated against the coronavirus, but there's confusion about what they can safely do. The CDC working on guidelines, which it says will be out soon. An advisor to the White House's COVID response team announcing yesterday that over half of those 65 and older are now at least partially vaccinated. As New York Governor Andrew Cuomo deals with sexual harassment allegations, state lawmakers vote Friday to remove his emergency powers in place for almost a year. They say circumstances no longer warrant such authority. Meanwhile, one of three women accusing Cuomo of sexual harassment speaking out. Charlotte Bennett tells CBS News what Cuomo said to her that crossed the line.
He said he was lonely. He said he wanted a girlfriend. He asked me if I had slept with older men. He said he was willing to sleep with younger women.
Cuomo acknowledging he has made people uncomfortable, but says it was unintentional. He feels awful about it, and he's embarrassed. A historic meeting in Iraq. Pope Francis meets with the country's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, Saturday. Both faith leaders call for peace between Christians and Muslims. The meeting between the two lasts 40 minutes and is described as very positive. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA honoring what it calls a groundbreaking sci-fi author. NASA announcing Friday it has named the spot on Mars where the rover Perseverance landed after Octavia E. Butler. Butler, the first sci-fi writer honored with the MacArthur Fellowship. The Labor Department announces great unemployment numbers for February. Here's Lance Pry.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February, in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.